Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Whether you do it for dieting, religious, or if you need to get blood work done, fasting can affect all the different parts of your body, and if you go without eating or drinking, you may think that your body loses energy and it can be difficult to function. But some people say that fasting can improve your brain function. My guest today is Vince Andrich. He's a performance nutrition expert and one of the makers of Exact. Welcome to the show, Vince. So tell us a little bit about fasting and what happens to your brain when you fast, and why do some people think it's actually good for you?
Well, when you're fasting, it allows your body to do what it would do in times of need if you weren't trying to not eat on your own. In other words, if you didn't have food available. So the body has several systems by which to make glucose and a special type of fat called ketones. And those are used by the brain. Specifically, ketones are used in the brain, in the heart, not in the liver, but they're kind of a survival mechanism for periods where we didn't have food.
So what about if we're fasting and those ketones are being used and utilized for energy, isn't there a risk to that and ketosis, and you can kind of go into a ketosis coma, an acidic ketosis state?
Well, if you have...
Because don't they have like a byproduct as a result of using those?
You run into problems when you're a diabetic and you require insulin. And so then when your blood sugar is really low, you may have some kind of a problem where people, they get ketoacidosis because they basically, the amount of ketones being ramped up doesn't have a governor switch. In other words, a brake on it, because the metabolic system is already deranged to a point where it may need some other therapy. But in people that are even borderline diabetic, or you check with your doctor, but it would be very difficult for someone to have a high amount of ketoacidosis without something other underlying that was very, very, very bad.
So it's not so bad if you don't have a diabetic issue, if you don't have any medical issues that would impede your metabolism and make it, difficult for you to fast. So what do you recommend fasting? Is this cutting off liquids as well? What do you recommend to someone, and how long do you try and do it?
Well, the principle behind it is that your liver has about 12 to 16 hours of stored energy in it. And so a fast can be anything over 12 to 16 hours. So you're telling your body, okay, my glucose reserves are dwindling. Then the body turns into taking fatty acids off your body. It's actually good for dieting too. Turns fats into ketones so that your brain can use them first. Really, the reason the ketones are special is because they work in heart and brain, which of course are the two main components that keep you alive. So it's really rather safe because it's a survival mechanism. We don't really get to that point because we eat constantly. So going back to the duration, anything over 12 to 16 hours, I suggest people maybe skipping breakfast. So they would have dinner, skip breakfast. By the time they have lunch, it should be 12 or 16 hours later from their dinner. Or they could have breakfast and then skip lunch and then have dinner 12, 16 hours later as a beginner, as a starting point. Then some people move to just one day where they're not eating. You have fluids. You drink water and whatever else you drink, but you're not taking in calories. And a lot of experts confuse this, I believe, with a low-carb diet, which can get you in the same area. I mean, low-carb diets do the same, are trying to do the same metabolic trick, which is to train your body to use fat as fuel. However, you don't necessarily need to have a super restrictive carb diet. It could be an energy-restricted diet. And as a matter of fact, most of the low-carb diets are energy-restrictive if they work at all. Which is kind of a key thing here. So you could have a normal mixed diet or a healthy diet and then go for periods of time without eating. And it sounds rather militaristic, but it's not very hard. In fact, it's probably easier, the data shows, to skip a couple of meals or skip one day of eating and go back to regular eating rather than reducing your calories every meal over and over and over again. In other words, your body winds up getting a break of eating, and that habit, it's almost out of your head. When people eat a small meal, sometimes they want more, so it's more difficult to energy restrict on a meal pattern, right?
Yeah, well, you get that. I mean, if you really do this and you commit to it, sometimes it's easier to do than you think. But if you're eating like all through the day and your body's used to that, then it becomes a harder thing. So giving yourself a little bit of a longer period during the days and that sort of thing. And what does it do to your ability to think straight, Vince?
Well, arguably, when you first start, some people feel a little drained, but quickly most people feel much better during the fasted times. Their body may not be as peppy as far as exercise, let's say, until later on. But what's going on is your body has to be trained to actually make a switch from glucose to the fatty acids. So that's when people... if they go on a low-carb diet, they go, oh, wow, I have brain drain. Well, it's because your body's been used to just burning carbohydrates. And so it's a big switch. So you slow down, you feel like you're maybe walking in, you know, slow motion. But that won't last long. And, in fact, your brain doesn't really go through that for a very long period of time because it's rather equipped for ketones because of this survival thing. So your muscles may be depleted of glycogen and energy, so you're not running or exercising maybe as intensely. But your brain and heart are working actually very well because they're suited for it. Having the body switch to this alternate fuel source because it maybe hasn't had to do it because you're normally eating most, you know, periodically, and you never get to this point where your body has to pull fat for energy unless you're really on a calorie-restricted diet, and then even then, the glucose level kind of maintains in a lower range without going to the point where your body goes, wait a minute, I need these fats. So most people find that their brain works actually better, maybe not the first time they skip a couple of meals, but very shortly after that, they feel better.
Because we only have about a minute and a half left, how often do you recommend people try a fast? You know, for how long?
I would say...
Like twice a year, a couple of times a year?
Well, I mean, I would say once a week, you should probably do one where you're 16 hours, you do the 16-hour thing. And then maybe once a month, you do a day, if you want to start that way. There's some people that just pick one day, or they pick one or two days a week where they skip that one meal and give themselves a 12 to 16-hour window. And that winds up working for them. And it's actually very good for people to not only keep your calories in check, but also to allow your body to keep the ability and the enzymes to burn this alternate energy source. Because most people have lost that because they're just not lacking energy.
That's right. They're just so used to it.
Anything. Yeah.
And for me, it's a great way. Well, we're out of time now, Vince, but it is great advice. And to try it maybe once a week and to try it just for a 16-hour, I skip dinner sometimes and feel less bloated the next day. I'll tell you what, it does work. So it's something to try, fasting for brain energy and refueling your body. Never know, it might work. Give it a shot. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.